Although smallpox was eradicated in 1977, the possibility of a bioterrorist attack with the deadly virus has health officials worried. But a new study reports that should the virus reemerge, those who had previously been vaccinated would largely be immune to the disease. Researchers analyzed 50 years of blood chemistry data from 246 participants in the ongoing Baltimore Longitudinal Study on Aging.
And what's really unique about this study is we're not looking at one blood point like bringing them in and drawing blood. We have blood bank for 50 years where we're able to look at, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8 different time points for an individual over time to see how if their immune response just changes at all over time.
That's Dennis Taub, acting chief of the Laboratory of Immunology at the National Institute on Aging. He's lead author of the report, published in the December issue of the American Journal of Medicine.
What we found was that 97% of the participants actually retained their immunity, and that means that they actually retained a level of antibody that was measurable and based on the literature would be deemed to be protective.
Taub says the long-term immunity surprised him.
And that's without any re-exposure, natural exposure to the vaccine or to smallpox. That means the immune system has an incredible ability to retain memory and to continue producing things over extended time periods.
Immunity remained high without booster shots, even for those participants in their 80s and 90s. Taub says the findings can help public officials better distribute vaccines in the event of an attack.
That if you have limited supplies, they might be more usefully applied to people who have never been exposed than those who have been vaccinated.
The supplies would be targeted at people born after 1972, when vaccination against smallpox was terminated. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.